Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We've been talking so much just about everything the Lord's been sharing with us. We are excited for what God is doing right now on the face of the earth. These are some of the most exciting days that you can be alive. And if you don't know that, you're going to be walking around, you know, wishing that maybe you lived in a different time or a different era. You're going to be walking around not understanding that, my goodness, this is the day. I mean, this is the hour, the time to be here, to be alive. And I think it's the greatest hour for the church yet. I mean, we have seen some really great things happen throughout the church throughout the years. We've seen some horrible things happen. But I really feel that where we are right now on the huge grid, God's grid, I think that this is the greatest hour to be born again.
That's right.
I mean, we're about to see the largest harvest of souls. I mean, 1 billion souls come into the kingdom of God. And, you know, we've been talking about in what the Lord's been sharing with us that, you know what, there are tough times coming. No doubt, there are tough times coming. You look, there we are presently in tough times. But listen, if the Jesus is your Lord, if he is your God, if you're walking with him and abiding with him and you have a relationship with the Lord, let me say, the Lord's going to see you through. And this is your time. This is your season to walk with him and do all that you can do. You know, once it's over with, Chris, once it's done and they're at your funeral, that's it.
That's right.
All the woulda, coulda, shouldas, wish I had, regrets, they're all, you know, it's done. But you only have one moment, you only have one chance to give all that you have, to live life with purpose, passion, and power for the Lord. Because when it's all said and done, I mean, regret's such a horrible word, you don't want to look back and be like, oh my goodness, I could have done that, and I could have done this. Oh, my failed opportunity here. You can avoid tomorrow's regrets by living in the present, and not living in the present just so that you can do stuff for yourself, but living in the present so that you can give everything that you have for the Lord. Listen, the only thing that matters, the only thing that remains is what is God's. And if you are invested anywhere else but the kingdom of God, you're going to be sadly disappointed. You want to take all your investments. You want to have everything that you have in your life. You want to be present yourself fully to the Lord, and you want to give. You want to give lavishly to the things of God, to the furtherance of his kingdom. Because let me tell you something, his kingdom is going to advance, and you want to be a part of it. You want to be a part of it. So I'm just excited today, and I know that we have a great program in store for you, and just God's going to encourage us. But I want to encourage you, listen, seize the moment, seize the day, because we are living in the church's finest hour. And if you're not aware of it, it's going to slip you by. It's going to pass you right by. You're going to say, oh my God, what happened? And I've experienced some great seasons and great things that the Lord's been doing. A bunch of us have. And once they're over, they're over. But the awesome thing about God is God's doing a fresh thing. There's a new wave coming. And if you can discern it, you can get on the wave. You can experience all that God has for you. Don't let the bus pass you. There's nothing like missing a ride, missing a flight. Mm-hmm. I've missed them quite a bit. You know, I've had some experiences, you know, where you miss the train, it's gone. I'm going to wait here again. Or I'm going to miss that. I missed the bus. I missed
your appointment.
I missed it, and it's done. And you're like, if I had just prepared a little bit earlier. How many times? How many times has that happened in life where you just miss something? You just miss something by just a couple of points, or just a couple of minutes, or just a little short of a couple dollars. You forfeit it all. You lose it all just for that little bit. There's so many things. I mean, you look at sporting games. I mean, how many games and championships have lost in the last 2 minutes, in the last, you know, little bit that was left.
Right.
It was over.
And to lose by just 1 point.
Oh.
And that's all it takes.
Just one.
Doesn't matter if you lose by a 20 or a 30. Just one. That's all one. It takes that's to right. lose.
That's right. Between a W and an L, win or a loss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that means that everything that was done at that time, it's like, oh, we gave all of this and we blow it here. I want to tell you that we've come too far. We've paid too much of a price to miss it now. Let me tell you, if you've endured and you're going after God, don't miss it now. And right before God's Spirit's about to pour out in an awesome way, the enemy tries to bring a counterfeit. He tries to lull people to sleep. You know, maybe Satan's singing his little
lullaby.
Lullaby. You know, and maybe you're being whisked and pulled away and your eyes are getting, you know, heavier. And you're getting a little bit sleepier. And the bed's getting a little bit more comfy and the pillow's feeling so good. And the bed is so warm. It's a trap. Listen, the greatest day is right now. Today's the day of salvation. Today the kingdom advances. And if you're still alive, and I think you are if you're listening, you want to be awake. You want to be ready. And you don't want to lose in the final hours, in the final minutes. I think about the 10 virgins. Man, they were ready. They had, you know, five of them had, they all had the oil, but the other five, they weren't ready. Their oil ran out. And Jesus is coming back at a day and an hour that no man knows, not even Jesus himself, except the Father. And five of those virgins, they weren't ready. They didn't have oil. And so at the last minute, at the last second, they were running around trying to get oil for their lamps, and they missed. They missed what was happening. You don't want to miss. You don't want to miss, because let me tell you, there's going to be a suddenly. And when the suddenly of God comes, when the suddenly of God moves in, I mean, it's all there's time to do is just get on in, get in, get in, get in. But you don't want to play catch up. You don't want to say, oh, no, I need a learning curve here. No, you want to run and move with the Spirit of God, because it's just a wonderful and amazing thing. So I want to encourage you, don't lose in the last few seconds and minutes of life. Don't allow the enemy to lull you asleep. Stay awake. Be a watchman on the wall. Be one that is ready to go after God in this day and hour. Because let me tell you, many, many people are going to come to the Lord, and you can play a part of it. I mean, the only thing that we can take with us, and I say this often because, you know, life today, you see on television programs, you see on commercials, it's all about getting things and stuff and wealth. And it's like, I mean, let's zoom out of this picture here for a little bit. Do we not all see that we can't take any of this stuff with you? Right. If you look back at older movies and you notice that, and I like to think about these things sometimes, and maybe it's a little weird, but you know, you look at older movies and you realize that at that moment of whatever, you know, that period, whether it was the 50s or the 60s or the 70s, you'll see that they had maybe the latest technology or thing that was going on, and he's walking around with an 8-track or something. He's like, oh, yeah, man, this is cool. Or somebody's walking around with a big old brick, you know, telephone, and they thought that was the thing.
A big phonograph with a big, huge horn coming off a record player. Like, what is that?
That was the thing. Or they have the, you know, they've got new furniture. It's got plastic on it. You know what I'm saying? That was the thing at the time, and people were living for all of that, or even the latest car. You know, they look at it, and you look back, and you say, well, gee, that 1970 Lincoln Continental doesn't look all that cool now, does it? I mean, it's like, it fades away. It's all temporal. That's all just kind of living for the moment, but in a different generation. Just a few years later, just a decade later, what used to be cool, like that beeper hanging on the side of you look at it now, it's a dinosaur. What the heck was that thing?
What's a beeper? All right.
But that thing that looked so cool back then means nothing. Mm-hmm. But yet so many people are giving themselves to toys and things and stuff and computers and tablets, and they're living to acquire all this stuff that just even in a decade, in a few years, it means absolutely nothing, and people mock it.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what that's going to look like in eternity when you look at a pile of stuff and things and toys that amounted for nothing, that have no value, not even in the natural realm, it has negative value, if you will, in the spiritual realm. I mean, a beeper is worthless today.
Pretty much, yeah.
And in the eyes of God, all of those things, can you imagine the mountain of stuff and have the stuff testify? It's like, oh my goodness, okay, so all of this stuff represented your life. Well, how exactly does that represent my life? Well, you worked for a living, and you exchanged your life, your energy, your talents, your resources, your education, your skill set for this thing called money. And then you used your money, which was your life that you gave for it, right? Because you worked. And then you took this money and you bought stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how your stuff is representative of your life. But imagine if you took the resources that God gave you and you invested it in a thing where moth and rust does not destroy, and you invested it in an area that was going to give eternal significance and value. It's the kingdom of God. You're laying up for yourselves treasures in heaven when you fully give yourself and your resources to the things of God. Let me tell you, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. There's a lot of people investing resources and monies and a lot of things. But let me tell you something. The greatest place for you to invest your resources today is going to be in the kingdom of God, where no moth or rust can destroy, but where eternal value and eternal return on your investment will live forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. I tell you, I mean, I like what Mike Bickle says. Mike Bickle says, it's not that I don't like a reward. He says, he lives very conservatively. He says, it's not that I don't like a reward. I like a reward, but I want my reward to be in heaven. I'm not living for this temporal stuff here. I want my reward in heaven. And I like that. I want my reward in heaven too. Yeah. And you can as well be rich towards the things of God. Be rich in the kingdom of God and give all that you can. I mean, I love the Macedonians. You know, they excelled in this ministry of giving. And Paul takes two chapters in Corinthians, two chapters, to talk, I believe it's 1 Corinthians 8 and 9, about giving generously and sowing. And he talks about the Macedonians. He says, in two things we were working for them, in their extreme poverty and their overflowing joy, they gave liberally. They gave, you know, extremely, if you will. They were as much as they were able and beyond their ability. And you look at that today and I just say, wow, man, that is so awesome. That's such people with character and integrity and so filled with the things of God that they realize that their true wealth, like Abraham saw, because Abraham was so rich, you know, as he lived in the land, but he really knew that his true wealth and riches were internal and eternal. And when you get that revelation that your true riches are internal and eternal, and they cannot be taken away from you, then you begin to turn your heart and you begin to really invest not only your life, your energy, your talents, your resources, but you start investing your monetary funds to the advancement of God's kingdom. Because at the end, when it's all said and done, and I've been to a bunch of funerals in my life, more than I can, I mean, I can't even count anymore. When it's all said and done, you can't take this stuff with you. You never see a U-Haul behind a hearse.
Mm-mm.
But what you do see, what you can take, and what would be a great reward for you is going to be all the people that have come to the Lord because of your giving.
Right.
That's going to be a beautiful day. Can you imagine?
Man, it's going to be awesome.
Can you imagine that this dot connected to this dot and that gift connected to that gift and you sowed in faith and this happened and this word went forth and this person gave their life to the Lord and then that person led, you know, 100 people to the Lord and that, you know, just kept, it just exponential growth. Exponential growth,
right?
Because you stepped outside yourself. And I just want to encourage you, listen, it's the finest hour of the church. It's the finest day, I think, to be alive because God's getting ready to do great things. Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. Let me tell you something. God is about to do something that if he told you, you wouldn't even believe it. I'm talking about, listen, this is the church's greatest and finest hour. And you don't want to be caught falling asleep. You don't want to be caught lulled away by the enemy as he's singing a lullaby, because right before God's getting ready to do something, let me tell you, the counterfeit always shows up. And the enemy will try to do everything that he can to derail you from walking into the blessing, the outpouring, the move of God in your life or in your city, in your community, amongst your gathering, church gathering. And let me tell you, don't miss it. Don't miss it. You have to fight to stay awake. You got to fight to be alert. And you have to decide in your heart that you're going to be a watchman on the wall and that you're going to seize the opportunity that God is going to allow to come by. Think about when Jesus was ministering throughout all the different cities and he would travel from place to place. Let me tell you, Jesus was on the move. He didn't stay in one particular town. He didn't stay in one particular region. He would abide, right? He would get up early, right, in the morning, and he would seek the Father. And the Word tells us that he didn't do anything that he didn't see his Father doing. And so God, the Father, was downloading him what he wanted Jesus to do,
right,
where he wanted Jesus to go. Mm-hmm. And he went. And there were some people that were radically blessed and touched, and their lives were changed forever because they encountered the Lord. But then there was other people that they heard about that Jesus moving. They heard about that Jesus coming. They had heard the testimonies. They've heard people come back and say, listen, I was blind and now I see, and this man, and he came. And I'm sure when the Samaritan woman, the woman at the well, I'm sure when she went back, the Word of God tells us after she had an encounter with the Lord, I believe it's in John 4, she had an encounter with God, and she goes out now to tell the village people, and then as the disciples walk up on the scene, there's a bunch of them now coming back with her. Mm-hmm. Now, the Word of God tells us that there was a huge gathering, a gathering that came out from the city. But I wonder, was there anybody who said, what's that woman talking about? God was moving?
Mm-hmm.
She, what? You know what I mean? How many people missed the move of God because they were asleep or entrapped by their entertainment? Or they were, you know, lulled, you know, away into other things, and they missed what Jesus was doing on the face of the earth. You don't want to miss it. Mm-mm. You don't want to miss it because he's doing something right now, but you got to be in.
Right.
You got to be alert. You got to be ready. We talked about on VFN Radio this week being ready for the day of the Lord. You got to be dressed with a garment of salvation. You have to have oil in your lamp. You got to be abiding. Because how are you going to be able to discern the seasons and the times that we're in if you're not even spending time with the Lord? Let me tell you something. We're here to encourage you, to tell you that you can do that now. God is on the move. And wherever he goes, I want to go.
That's right.
You know, and whatever he tells you to do, you just want to do. Because he's coming back. He's coming back, and he's getting ready to do something. And I'm just so excited, man. I'm so excited because I know what the power and the glory of God can do to someone's life. I mean, I know what God did in my own life and what God's changed, you know, what God did to me. And then I know the testimony of what God has done to countless others.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.